Hey guys, how you doing? It is Thursday, October the 6th, and just having a really great day. Hey, in a moment, I want to share something with you about, well, just one of the keys to really walking with God well every day. Before I do that, a few quick housekeepings. Hey, hit the subscribe button if you're new to my YouTube channel. Do check out the links below. Got a new course coming out, hopefully Friday of this week. And where am I? I am in Liverpool in the UK, excuse me, today, doing the leadership thing here today. And this weekend, I'll be speaking in Manchester, in Oldham, Manchester, on Sunday morning with a great friend of mine's church up there. And back in Liverpool here in the evening. And then in London on Monday, Tuesday of next week. So, yeah, all is good. But hey, quick thought here today. But you know, the real challenge most of us have in our life, I was thinking about this earlier, is self. I don't know if you've thought about that, but we are, outside of Jesus, we're basically really, really, really selfish. And we come to Jesus and we're born again and our spirit's made new and the life of God influences us. And yet, so often in our soul, we're still carrying all of these scripts, I call them, these ways of thinking, ways of being, ways of doing, and which is basically selfish. And if you'll think about it, really most sin comes down to selfishness. It comes down to me being Lord of my life rather than Jesus being Lord of my life. Now, maybe you fight that idea, but I would encourage you, take a few moments to think that through, and I think you'll find it's true for you as well. That really, what do we do when we sin, is we transfer lordship of our lives from Jesus to ourselves. You know, people talk about a lot about the devil and demons, and I'm never really that impressed with the devil and demons. Satan tempts you, but the issue isn't so much the demonic, the issue is self. And again, we are new creations, we're in Christ, that old self spiritually is dead. And yet, as I said, so often we've trained our souls, put ourselves on the throne of our life. And I just want to give you, really want to remind you, but challenge you, here's a really simple way of breaking the power of self and putting Jesus back on the Lord of your life. Not so much as a proclamation, as a doctrinal position, but actually in reality really doing that. And it all comes down to this: personal worship. We are basically called to worship, and there's something I know in me that happens when I can step into this place where I'm worshiping all day long, where I sort of become worship, where worship's my default position. The way you get rid of self-consciousness is to become God-conscious. It's not fighting self-consciousness. And the way you break the power of self in your life is by constantly thinking of Him and worshiping Him. Now again, I did a message on this a couple of weeks ago where I was challenging people to think a lot of our paradigm for worship is about going into a building and a kind of a rock concert and cool songs and an ambiance, and I'm not against that. All of that is good, but I'm going to walk the streets of Liverpool today and worship. Yeah, I'm going to want to worship as I'm washing dishes, Brother Lawrence. I want to worship as I'm in a store. I want to worship with some folks this evening, sure. But you know, as I'm shopping, as I'm cooking a meal, whatever, worship should be this constant, like, Lord, I love you, and I'm just blessing you, and I'm pouring out, and I'm taking me off the screen of my life and putting Jesus back up there. And I just encourage you to embrace that challenge of pressing into worship, of practicing worship, of having a go, of learning to make worship this thing you're never really far from. Somebody once asked me, Smith Wigglesworth, how long do you pray when you pray? And Wigglesworth answered, I never usually pray more than about 15 minutes. And they were like, whoa. And then he smiled and said, but I never go more than about 15 minutes without praying. His point was, I'm doing it all the time. And I just encourage you this day to try living an all-day life of worship. And when you do that, it breaks the power of self. And when you do that, it breaks the power of sin. It's really hard to sin when your eyes are upon Jesus. Try it. Awesome. That's it for today, guys. Appreciate your prayers as I'm traveling here, and drop me a comment or let me know if I can pray for you. Say hi, and love to do that. Thanks again to all my friends and partners at Graham Jones Ministries. Appreciate you and your willingness to pray and send and support all the things we do there. If you haven't yet become a partner, want to consider doing that, hit the link below. That would be a real blessing to me and to you, I believe. But more importantly, to the kingdom of God and to others. Cheering you on as you walk with the Lord this day. Bye for now.